All right. We're on the top of Castle of Bays. Okay. So the story we had was that the children came and asked Rabbi Gamliel what to do after the Mishnah, and Rabbi Gamliel told them to go ahead. It has if the Lo Amud HaShachar, then his instructions were they should read the Kriya Shema. Even though the Chacham, as we said, the question that they had was the Chacham of the Rov, and since the Chacham of the Rov, maybe we should go like the Rov and not say Kriya Shema, because what they said was until Chatzos. The way we were amazed with this, if you may recall, was that they were asking whether they agree, whether Chacham agreed with Rabbi Elazar that the Taishin Mushach Bucha was when you're going to sleep. And if that's the explanation, then Midai Raisa, there's no point anymore because the mitzvah was over at Chatzos. Or is do the Chacham basically agree with you, Rabbi Gamliel, the Mushach Bucha means calls man, that person is Shreichev, and they just made a Harchokha. And Rabbi Gamliel basically said to them, if you didn't read it, then meaning it sounds like what he's saying to them is, Rabbanan, agree with me in terms of the basic taich of the word, B'shach B'cham means calls man shame shaykh. Okay, now keeping that mahalach in mind in the Mishnah, let's see the Gemara now and see if it works out. Frank the Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel, Polagar Rabbanan, B'avadu, the Kavasei, Rabbi Gamliel argued and still he acted like his own opinion. Rabbi Meir had an argument with the Rabbanan. He did not do like his own treatment. Rabbi Kiva, Polagar Rabbanan, B'avadu, the Kavasei, same thing with Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shimon, Polagar Rabbanan, B'avadu, the Kavasei, same thing with Rabbi Shimon. Three Tanoim who had arguments and they were outnumbered and they did not behave according to their own treatise. Now the Yisham is going to explain the different cases. First one, first up is Rav Meir. Ashken Rav Meir, Polagar Rabbanan V'lom Rav Likam HaSei. What's the case? The Tani. Here we're talking about the Isser of using medicine on Shabbos. Now this type of medicine is a type, it consists of, in note three, you'll see it says it's aged wine, it's balsam oil, it's mixed with pure water. Now, apparently, if you have this mixture all prepared before Shabbos, you could smear on a pre-prepared a levantis, we'll just call it a levantis for the time being, on an ill person. A masai, when is that motor, bisman shetrofa beyond the air Shabbos? That's if it's completely mixed. Of Lamlo Taraf Amer Shabbos, that means even if you had all the ingredients together in the same vessel, but it needs to be stirred up, then they would not allow it. Then it's Asr, because then it looks like you're preparing a medication. That's the Shita of the Chacham. Tani, Amr Shem Berlazar Matar Hayra Meyel, Latrof Yan Vashem, Vlos Such, Lachola Bashamas. He would allow it. He would allow you to mix it up. I think it says even if it wasn't, even if none of the ingredients were together, he allowed you to do it from the get-go. And the reason for that is because sometimes he doesn't disagree with the general isser of medication, but the reason why he was moderate is because healthy people also use it. And since healthy people also use it, he felt it was mutter. Now, so we have a machlokas. So Meir is mekel, he allows it. Chachamim, or Machra, they say you're not allowed to do it. Ukvar Chola, now Rav Meir got sick. Will be Kashrut Lasos Lokain. And we wanted to what? We wanted to make this mixture for him because we're his Talmidim, right? We're talking about the Talmidim here. He wouldn't let us. You're changing your mind, what, your own lifetime? From Milan, he said to us, even though I'm Mikal for other people, Machrani Alatzmi. The Hapligia like Chaveya, even though I'm Makel for other people, but I'm not for myself because the Chachamim, who are the Rov, argue on me, and therefore I'm Machmer on myself. So now, this is a funny kind of question. Is that we're trying to bring a raya from this case that Rav Meir did not do like his Psach. Right, but Rav Meir says explicitly here that he was mekel for acher. Sounds like he did do his psak. So the Mefarshim explain this that what it means is the following: it means if someone would come and ask him a shaila, can I do this? He would not be mekel. When it says he's mekel acher, it means if someone was doing it, And he wouldn't stop them. He wouldn't object. He wouldn't be mocha. But for himself, he would be mocha, even if they tried to do it. So that's the only difference. So bottom line is, he would not paskin like his own day lekula, and he was machmir like his the chacham. That's right number one. Right number two. Hashkachter Rabbi Kiva Tliga Rabbanim Lama Kiva to come and say Kedus Nina. Come on, like we said, this is the case with Rabbi Kiva. Hashidra Hagulos Mishnei Mason. Here we're talking about the Indian. This is an Indian of Tumas Oihel, and the rule is for Tumas Oihel. We're not talking about Tumas Maga here. We're talking about Tumas Oihel. Tumas Oihel requires a certain shear, which would be a complete corpse, or a spinal column, a skull, or a vias of dam, a quarter cava of bones, a whole limb containing the bone, sinew, and flesh. That means if you had any of those, it would be matama ba'ohel. Now, what's the rule? That's a given. Okay, so if you have, let's say you have a skull. So you have a skull, it's matama ba'ohel. What happens if the skull, half the skull was from one dead body and half the skull was from another dead body? Are they mitzarev to make a whole skull? This is a machlokas. So, held, and if it's from two people, it's still tamei. They hold it's tahor. So now that's the machlokas. Now we're going to learn the mice. Now, so right, you have the machlokas. Rabbi Kiva is matamei. The chachamim are matayim. So mice, if you cook them way on, so it's the karatami. So he says, it's a funny case. Footnote 11, you see it? Part of a limb was torn from one person. Part of a limb was torn from another person. They were together. Yeah, this is from, you know, this is like a horror film. What? Yeah. Okay. So here's a mice. So they found a box full of bones from this place, from Tavi. So now the box of bones was found in the shul. And after the box of bones was in the shul, so now anybody that was in the shul or any things that were in, like say had truma in the shul, now we have to have a psak din. Is it matamah ba'ahil or is it not matamah ba'ahil? So what do they do? Call in the physicians. The physicians all came in and they did a forensic study, right? We don't have a spinal column from one corpse. You don't have a complete skull. But we do have, in other words, from two corpses, we do have a complete skull. So what would be the then? By size? So according to what we've said till now is what? So we would say Rabbi Kiva is matame, the chacham would be matayer. So omru, hol v'yeshka matam v'yeshka matamin. We have a machlokas, namad al minyan. Let's take a vote. It's like any dvar halacha. No one daf tesel on alaf. His kibul me Rabbi Kiva. So they started the count from Rabbi Kiva. I guess you start from the chief rabbi. I'm not sure why they began with Rabbi Kiva, but they began with Rabbi Kiva. I mean, I thought you'd start from the Sanhedrin, you start from the least guy, right? But this is Rabbi Kiva, certainly not the smallest. Anyway, they started from Rabbi Kiva. The Tihar, and he all of a sudden he surprised everybody, right? We're expecting him to say Tameh, and what does he say? Tahar. On Mulai, so they said, Hobi, you some Tameh, the Tihar Tah, you're the whole reason we're counting to begin with, since you're saying it's Tahar, so it's Tahar. So again, you see, Rabbi Kiva did not stand by his own personal sock that it should be matame. So that's case number two. Case number three, Ashkan Rabbi Shimon, plug up on the love of the Kaitasino Tamon. Here's the case with Rabbi Shimon. Here we're talking about a case of Svachim. Svachim, the rule is we just got finished the Shemitah year. And Svachim have actually, Svachim is a complex topic because there's a lot of different cases in Svachim. This case of Svachim is talking about where you had growth in the sixth year, and the vegetables were still attached to the ground into the seventh year, and now you want to pick it in the seventh year, but the growth for the main part, it grew in the sixth year. Okay, so that's the case. So now, Rabbi Shimon says, kohas fachin mutarim. Vegetables are normally mutar in the seventh year. Chutz misvichei krov, except for cabbage. Now, the reason for this is like this. If it's obvious that something grew in the sixth year, so for instance, if you have a vegetable, vegetables grow slowly. If you look at the vegetable and it's fully grown and I'm in the seventh year, then I know, looking at the vegetable, that it grew in the sixth year, and therefore the problem would not apply because it never, it doesn't have kedusha shvias because it didn't grow in the seventh year. But if you have something, okay, so therefore, that's why Rav Shimon holds that a regular vegetable, if it's fully grown, is not a problem. But if you have a cabbage grows so fast that if you had a fully grown cabbage in the seventh year, even though it's the beginning of the year, who knows, maybe it did grow in the seventh year. Therefore, you have to assert the cabbage, even though that cabbage may have actually grown in the sixth year, but it also could have grown in the seventh year, might get mixed up. The Chachamim hold all vegetables are also regardless because the gzeira ought to the cabbage. Okay, so let's just make it simple. What's this say? Rabbi Shimon holds all svachim ramutra except for the cabbage. And the Chachamim say all the vegetables are also because the gzeira ought to the cabbage. That's the machlokes. Okay? Kol svachim mutar, chutzman, svicha, krov, shenki, yotzmehem, yorkes, sada, rachamim, kol svachim asur, all the vegetables, whether it's a cabbage or not, all of them are also. So now we come to the story. Reb Shimon Meyuchoy of an Uvda B'Shmitzah. Here's a case that happened with Reb Shimon. Shimon Meyuchoy. Chamo Chad, he saw somebody, Malak et Tzvichei Shvias. He was collecting these Tzvichim. A Malay, if less Osir. So Reb Shimon says to the guy, don't you know that it's Osir? So, Velav Tzvichanim, aren't these aftergrowths? Meaning that aren't these Osir? So the man replied, he's a Lamban. He knew Reb Shimon is Matarit. Aren't you the one that holds its aftergrowths on Mutter? It's not cabbage that I'm picking, so aren't you the one that says it's Mutter? What do you mean, Meicha? Don't you know that the Chachamim are arguing on me? And they're the Rove. So how can you go ahead and behave this way and do their Heter? The Korele, Price Gedi Yishkenu Nochash. So, he decided to you know, like the Derech Rav Shimon Meyuchoy, to be mocha in a strong way. And he said, Paritz Geder, you know, when Chacham says, Asus Yong with the Reichem, right? Asus Yong with the Torah, that's the whole idea of Xerah Drabbanon. So whoever is Paritz to get a Drabbanon, Yishchenu Nochash, let the snakes bite him. And Bekein Havasle, and that's what happened. He got bitten by a snake or something. Yeah, it says, the person. He's telling the person, and the person got bit by a snake. You know, the tonic guys are going to talk about kind. I have to tell you just a personal story. It'll take a second. It's biblical Torah, but it's a funny story. My wife went away for a weekend, and I decided I was going to I had a fence around my property. I decided, you know, it's all rusty. I decided I'm going to take down the fence. And it'll be like a surprise, you know, because the fence is ugly. Like she'll come back, she'll see how nice the lawn is exposed. And she'll love it. She comes back. She says, "What did you do? You took down the fence without talking to me." Mm-hmm. She says, "You go get another fence immediately." Pirates get her. She's trying to know. That's what I said. Okay, that's the way I remember this. This Gemara. Okay. Now, having demonstrated, now next page in the article 9A2. So now. Question now is, so we've got three examples, right? We've got, what are the three Tanoim again? We have the first one was who? Reb Meir. Second one was Reb Akiva. And the third one was Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So we have three great Tanoim who did not do like their own Shita. So how could Reb Gamliel go ahead and do like his Shita? That's the question. Now, all right. So, okay, so the Gemara is going to answer this question. Shani Hocha Shehi Lishino. It's different because what you're doing here. What does this mean? It's you're just taught. You're saying Torah. So in a certain sense, it's like, what's the harm? Why would the Chachamim object to them saying Sukkim of the Torah? What have you got to lose, so to speak? So, in other words, let's take two approaches to this, right? So we had two approaches to what the Chachamim held. Either they held, and this is Rabbeinu Yonah, by the way, says this in Brooks. They held that whether you hold it's Deoraisa till Alos or not makes no difference. Once they were gozer, that it was only until Chatzos. Just like the Mishnah over there in Sukkah says that his Shulchanai was Teich HaBayis, and they said, Imkein, lo kiyatam is a Sukkah miyamecha, even though it's just a Gzeir, Hashem Yimshachach HaShulchanai, but they were Chachomim, oiker the mitzvah, the kiyam mitzvah, even on a Deoraisa level, right? Lo kiyamtam is a Sukkah miyamecha, right? So the Chachomim have a kayak with their Gzeir to be oiker a mitzvah. So if they say it till Chatzos, then that means that you're not makayim the mitzvah at all after Chatzos, even if you know you missed it. You can't be makayim anything. You don't accomplish it. So that's one approach. So that's the approach. So then, this question of the Gemara is then why do Rabbi Gamliel go ahead and tell them to do it? So the Gemara is trying to answer that what are you violating? What's going to happen? It's Talmud Torah at worst. Right? That's one way to learn the Gemara. Another way to learn the Gemara is the Chachamim, not like Rabbeinu Yonah, that it's not an Akira, and that you would really be a Kiyam Mitzvah, according to the Chacham also. Then the Gemara gets a little more complicated, because then, what was the Kasha of the Gemara? Even the Chachamim would agree that it's L'Chachilo to do Kal Chatzos. But after Chatzos, what can you do? But if you don't hold a Rabbeinu Yonah, they weren't Eichah the Mitzvah, so at least be Mekayim the Mitzvah. You're not doing anything wrong. Maybe that's what the Gemara means, it's Shinun. But it's probably not the pshat, because we're going to furious now with the next question. So Me'ato, the Gemara asks, Af Mishiyala Mon HaShach. If the only reason why you're reading it is because, in other words, there's no loss. All you're doing is you're Mekayim the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so read it after Mon HaShach, Halos HaShach. Why is he saying if law allows a shachar, then you have to read it? But if it did, then you don't have to read it. Why? Go ahead and read it even after allows. Okay. So the Gemara doesn't answer that question. This Devar Meimar. This is, by the way, it's very interesting. Rishonim does this all the time. We'll ask a question and they just drop it. There's no answer. It doesn't say kasha, it doesn't say take it. It just drops it and you have to figure it out. This Devar Meimar. Kamonu Yuchom Lakaim Dere Chachamim. That you could be in the other cases you were able to fulfill their shita, meaning let's take for example the case of the svichim. So you can be mekayim the din svichim by not allowing people to take svichim. So I hold it's mutter. The chacham holds also, so don't allow them to take the svichim, right? So, but over here you can't have a kiyum in the chachamim. You've passed chatzos, it's over. So there's nothing to do anymore. You can't do anything to honor the Chachamim Shita at this point in the night, right? So therefore, for over chatzos, so malon of the kavasei. So they hear what he said to do like me at this point. Kind of like, even though it's a minority view, there's nothing. We're not going against. We're not doing anything that really contradicting them. Okay. Next part of the mission. This, by the way, I just want to point out one thing, which is near and dear to our here in Baltimore. In footnote 11, you will see that there's a discussion here about when you have Chachamim who have an argument. So what is the rule with that? So he says to look in the Koch Ve'Yitzchak 65. Koch Ve'Yitzchak is a Sternhill Sefer, mm-hmm. And it's available online at HebrewBooks.org. A couple of halakim. If you look at Chalak Aleph of the Koch Ve'Yitzchak from Sternhill, there's a list of tshuvas in the beginning. And then after that list of tshuvas, there's a whole perish on Perek Aleph of the Yerushalmi of Rachas. And he goes through many of the pages here. And in that particular shtickle, he has a long arichas about when there's people that are arguing on me. So when do I have to, when can I paskal like myself? When can I be makel? And so on. It's a long arichas. Okay, if you're interested. So it said mitzvah sanat sheyel l'mana shach. So that's what it says in our Mishnah. Anan tzninot, so the Yerushalmi says that in their version of the Mishnah, it also says, achilas tzochim, it says that psochim also have the same attribute that they are only tochat souls. Is loitan achilas tzochim, now those that don't have that in the Gersa. Now, it could be it's still raiso, because we don't run them, but you're not going to eat until chatzos. Man the Tanakh is talking, the one who says that achilas tzochim is only until chatzos rabbanon, who hold it can be eaten until morning, but it's a gzeirah rabbanon, just like the rest, just like the other things that we said, that it's really mutter until alois, but the chacham is only until chatzos because of a getter. Man the loyton achilas tzochim. But if you don't hold it's achilas tzachim in the Mishnah, because until chatzos is not a din of a gzeira, but it's an actual halacha, so you can only eat till chatzos. That's going to come out like Rabbi Elazar. Or the Yishalmi, the Bavli has it, Rabbi Elazar ben Zayin. But whatever it is, it's Rabbi Elazar shita. Well, my time with Rabbi Elazar, never kind of lilo, never lilo. It says lilo in both cases. Ma lilo, shenever halo chatzos. In other words, it says, achilas tzachim lilo hazeh. And it says, in case of Kolbukhar, but what is it it says? But Rathbam is fine, in case of Kolbukhar, but Laila has that, it says, Rathbam is fine, but Laila has that. So it says Laila in both cases, just like Laila by Makas Bukhoros is Chatzos, Afkan, Chatzos, so here, Chatzos is midnight. Okay, so the month of Shok, you can only eat the Karban Pesach until Chatzos.
Isn't there a problem with that? Because if made a rice, you could eat the carbon pesach to Aleph Hashacha, then if you say, oh, okay, you didn't finish it by midnight, now you're gonna destroy it. Are you allowed to destroy?
You're gonna have to. That's that the Chachamim said that's part of their
I wouldn't allow to do that.
Well, the Chacham have a kayak of Shabbat Tais Lakadar from Natari. Yeah, that's the way it is. I know it's hard to see good cuts from go to waste, but that's what the Chacham decided. And we can't, what?
Not for Baltashris, but I
don't. Right, we're aiming the Kachel Leves Absol. That's what you're thinking of. Yeah, you're right. Normally, aiming the Kachel Leves Absol. But over here, this is a getter. In Achila. Okay. Because we're more concerned. Remember, we're dealing with a problem of people being high of Karas, and we're more concerned with people being over on the Isra Karas. That's what I would tell you. Amr of Huna, the less can Achila Tzachem Achila Karabonon, the Sninon HaPeskacha Chesos Matamisi Yadayim. So what he's saying is like this. Now we're on Tesla base. Yeah, we just turned the page. I'm sorry, I should have said that. I'm sorry. Yeah. So the Gemara says, why don't she say, less con, how does he translate here? Yeah, one second. I want to get the, how do you understand the less con achilas tzachim, the clause of eating Pesach should not be taught here. Less con, it should not be here. Achilo kalbonin, even according to the majority, this ninon ha pesach achachatzos matamias hayadayim. So what he means is like this: it says, and this is the last mishnah in one of the, I think it's the last mishnah in Psachim and Arab Psachim. So it says over there, the rule is like this: if you have no sir is matami the yadayim. That is the din of tuma or no sir is a din drabana, but it has to have a din of noisar, uraisa, for that din drabanan to be chal on it. So now, what he's saying here is like this, that since there's a Mishnah that says that there's a din of tumas yodayim if you touch carbon pesach after chatzos, so it must be the psul of, right, the psul after chatzos is the uraisa. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been geyser a din tumah to go that far to say that it's mamash noisar. Because if it's only also zero, it's not noiser. It's just we're just not allowing you to eat it. But since it says it's the time of the Adayim, so therefore what? Therefore, since you have a Stam Mishnah, we have an anonymous Mishnah, which teaches us what? That that the limit of chatzos is d'oraisa. So our Mishnah therefore must also be that the midnight limit is d'oraisa, and therefore you would not have achilas Pesach in our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is listing things which normally would be kosher until alos. Only thing is the chachamim, right? Vlozu, remember, it says vlozu bilvat. Not only is this a gzeira drabanan that it's only till chatzos and no further, but even there's other cases, which means there are other cases which normally would be derais until alos. The chacham made a gzeira, but here we're seeing that it's matami biyadayim. So you see that's a cutoff time. That's the stam mishnah over there. There's another stam mishnah that you may be familiar with if you ever say karbanos. The Mishnah is on Mekayman. It says Beferish. Pasach ina nechal ela ad chatzos. It says it explicitly over there. Another Stam Mishnah. Another Stam Mishnah. But we wanted this. This proves it beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's a din d'oraisa. That wouldn't necessarily prove that it's d'oraisa, correct? Anyway, so we have all these Stam Mishnayos that now. So this is where it gets. I mean, we have to talk about l'maisa. So you always, I have this argument with people. It's Spartan Shulchan Aruch. That you're not supposed to eat Dafi Kolman after Chatzos. And I talk to people all the time. One of my chaver, I'm very dear, near and dear to me, and they tell me they didn't eat their Dafi Kolman until 3 o'clock in the morning. And I look at them, I say, you know, like, I'm not exactly sure where you're coming from over here. I mean, Lamaisa, the halacha is clear here. Whether you hold it d'oraisa or whether you hold it d'rabbanan, it's clear you can't eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos. If the Alfie Coleman is representative of Achilas Karban Pesach, which it is, then you can't eat it after Chatzos. So this is a problem. It's Yadua that though, you know, it's Yadua. It's I saw brought down in this state sofer and sefer. It says it's Yadua that Hassan Sofer ate it after Chatzos. Anyway, what we said. So what we saw is, I'm just going to speak out the man of Shaf of the Avdei Nezer, and it's also said over from Chaim Brisker. What would happen is like this. As they got to Chatzos, so let's say it's 5 minutes left to Chatzos, they would stop the meal, and they would take out the Afik Kolman, and they would eat it, and they would say, man of Shaf. If the halach is like Rebbe Elazar ben Azayir, that's only mutar until Chatzos, so now I'm eating the Afik Kolman, I'm eating this matzah, the Shem Afik Kolman, and I'll be done with the Afik Kolman before Chatzos. Then wait for Chatzos to pass. And then, since it's no longer the Zman of Achilas Karban Pesach, there's no din of Imaftir Nachar Pesach Afik Kolman because that Zman has passed. Then you can continue your meal. Then later on at the end of the meal, you eat it again a second time, another Afik Kolman, and say, and if the din is like the Chacham, I'll be Yotzi now.
So you can eat after Chatzos? If
you hold the Gevul Elazar ben Azaria, then apparently it's no longer an issue, right? That's a yes. Correct. All right.
Maybe you can say that the difference is the Malamud's course on eating after the